handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN, the second hour of our show, and we were talking about water purification. Gentlemen.
Let me tell you what Mr. Rawls has to say about water cooler. Then I will do my prayer and I will get moving. So this is what he says. You find water, not potable water. Filter it through into a 5-gallon bucket. Filter it through like a t-shirt material to get out as much debris and stuff as you can. And then that water, you will make up a concentration. Calcium chloride, which is pool shock, you can buy
right.
at most farm supplies or pool supply. Don't get
and
the stuff with,
and
perfume,
it's very
with
cheap.
Perfume in it. Yeah, it is. It's cheap. Storage is a problem on that stuff. There's some of this stuff comes with perfume in it. Don't get that. That'd just be horrible. You want to keep it in a glass jar with a plastic lid. And then I would probably put that in a 5-gallon bucket and put the lid on, because, you know, this stuff will take the metal lid off in 6 months. So don't even think about putting a metal lid on this. What you're going to do with this calcium hypochlorite / pool shock is you're going to use one heaping, now this is what James says, one heaping teaspoon of pool shock in 2 gallons of water. You're going to dissolve that in a plastic container, like a plastic bucket, and this is going to produce a concentrate. And of this concentrate, you're going to use it, one part of the solution to every 100 parts of water, so that it would be one pint of concentrate to 12.5 gallons of water, to be disinfected. So a pint is what, 8 ounces? So if you had a 5-gallon bucket of water, you would use a little less than eight ounces of the solution, so maybe 3.5. You'll have to do the math. So this is what the man says. You must be absolutely certain to get the variety of pool shock that contains calcium chloride only. The other chlorines, trichlor, dichlor, are not suitable for this use. There should be no clarifier additives, and it is advised that hypochlorite is a very powerful oxidizer to be stored in a dry
yes.
container, sealed from moisture. It may also catch fire violently if put in contact with blank, blank, blank. And I'm not telling you what that is. With some planning, you should be able to distribute water purification supplies as charity. Make up some prototypes with the directions for using these things, and you can distribute it in Ziploc bags, roughly 6-ounce bags, and with a direction sheet, and you could possibly save hundreds of lives in a public health emergency such as a flood or any other situation that disrupts utility water distribution systems. And then the very next section on page 73 is how to make your very own Big Berkey clone out of 5-gallon buckets. So, you know, you might want to see if you can lay your hands on some of this material, this book, I mean.
Yeah. You know, folks, dysentery, which you get from bad water, is 100% fatal 100% of the time without proper medical treatment. I can't think of a worse way to die. Can you, Rick?
Did we lose
him? We might have. Well,
oh,
anyway, folks.
Me. I'm trying to ditch this. There's a stray dog caught on my deck here. There he goes. What a lunatic, man. Dog up here on the deck going crazy because it can't find the gate.
Huh.
All right, sir. Sorry about that. Well,
all right, say
I'm
again, Rick.
I interrupted. Yeah. I heard a dog going crazy, and it was locked on the deck. I mean, it went in through the open gate, and then it panicked. And it couldn't get out again. That's life. Some rule. I, believe it or not, have to go pet a camel. I'm serious about this. It's we're going to take these kids, the grandkids, to this petting zoo. I'm not really in favor of it, but I'm going anyway. Boy, I'll tell you what though, it is a cold day today here, and this is not really petting zoo weather, but we're going nonetheless. My wife helping me out here when I was talking about what we were going to talk about here in the beginning of the show, she printed this prayer off for me, helpful person that she is. Lord, help me when I feel like I'm being harsh and judgmental. Help me to turn an eye of compassion toward the sinner, seeing the goodness you put in their souls before seeing their sinful actions. Help me to leave judgment to you and embrace mercy instead. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
Very appropriate, Rick. Thank you.
Not at all. I'll talk to you guys in a while. I'm going to go pet a camel, I guess.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lori, we're going to go ahead and open it up for callers now. Folks, the call-in number is 512-248-8252, and our first caller is already on the line. Art in Georgia on line 5. Good morning, Art.
Hey, guys. Talking about water. Talking about water. One of my favorite conversations of all time. Water, because it's it's the second most important thing to life, second only to air.
I agree.
Okay, so water. There are a lot of excellent suggestions there with the water filters and such as that, but fortunately I never have to worry about this because I have a well. It's the same well my granddaddy dug back when they first got the property. But for people who don't have that, there are so many ways if you can't, because, you know, one of the things that bothers me is when, especially with these prepper shows, and not necessarily yours, because yours is very informative because it gets right down to the nitty-gritty. But a lot of prepper shows that I listen to, and I don't watch TV, so everything I get is on the Internet, which allows me to be able to really filter stuff. Most of what they talk about requires money. And this is the problem I run into, basically, when I first got started prepping, and even now, I don't have any money, so I have to find other ways of doing things. But I always get people ask me, well, you know, I was watching whatever and whatever, whatever, and I don't have the money. How can I do this? Well, water is really simple. It's not that hard to obtain. If you have, say, 50 or so leather shams. Actually, 100 would be better. 100 per person. Set them out late. Set them out at night before you go to bed. Hang them up on a clothesline. When you come out in the morning, you've got all that dew. In the wintertime, you have the frost. Another thing you can do, your grass trimmings. This is going to take a little, well, before I get to that one, a little simpler is PVC you were talking about, and you can make them portable. I actually have a portable one made out of PVC, but I have a stationary one here at home that's made out of PVC. Okay, so there are ways of doing that, and if you want to know how to do that, just email me, dancingwithpoi, P-O-I, P as in Paul, O-I, dancingwithpoi at yahoo.com, and I will email you the instructions on how to build one of these things. But there's another way that anybody can do, as long as you have a 10-foot by 10-foot plot of dirt. You dig your hole 5-foot diameter, round. Make sure it's round. Round is very important. And you want it to be at least 4 foot deep, because your 5-gallon bucket is about 1.5 feet deep. So now you take your grass trimmings, you put your bucket right in the middle of that bad boy, that little hole there, that 4 foot deep hole. 5 foot's even better. Gives a little bit more air to work.
Yeah.
And then you cover, set your barrel and your bucket in the middle there. Take all your grass trimmings, tree trimmings, you trim your bushes, anything organic that's still green. Even vegetable peelings, fruit peelings, old discarded lettuce, anything organic that's green. Throw it in there all around the outside of that barrel, a bucket, all the way up to the top, to about maybe an inch or two below the top of that bucket. Stretch you a clear, make sure clear, thick, clear plastic. Weight it down all the way around the outside.
Okay.
But put a rock in the middle of that, directly above your bucket. And allow that rock to sink just enough to create a shallow funnel. Basically, a downward pointing pyramid, an upside down round pyramid. The sun will bake all of that stuff inside that hole. The water will come out of those plants. Chloroform will not come with it, just the water. Only the H2O and the minerals in the plant will come out. They'll evaporate up, they'll catch on the plastic, they'll drip all the way down to the middle, drip in that bucket. And in one day, you're going to have 5 gallons of water.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it right. If you do it right, you got to do it right.
Understood. Well, you know, that is, I've heard that before.
It worked.
It is wonderful, wonderful idea.
It is, and anybody can do it. All you need is a shovel, a 5 gallon bucket, and some plastic and some rocks.
Yep.
It's real simple.
You're right.
It's real simple.
And not to mention, depending on where you're living, you're going to get evaporation from groundwater also.
Absolutely, and because. Yep.
You know, so, and that will be clean water.
Absolutely. Sure. It's pure distilled water. It's distilled by way of the sun is distilling the water. What more could you want other than water coming directly out of a well?
Yep. I wish we had a well.
Well, I'm so grateful Grandpa dug this one.
Farm half mile from the house. We got what they call a seat here. It's not really a spring, but it is at the same time. And we can get fairly clean water out of there and
still
then,
filter,
you know, filtered or, you know, treated or whatever. But, that is absolutely a fantastic way of doing it.
All right, well, appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thank you, Art. Appreciate the call. All right, folks, call in numbers 512-248-8252. Oh, excuse me. Lori, take it for a minute.
Oh, another coughing spell. Okay. Well, let's see. Memorial Day weekend. Family gets together. I'd say picnicking, but a little chilly here for us to be picnicking.
I'm back. Sorry.
All right. But I'm hoping that our listeners are definitely learning something because, you know, we've said it in the past and I'll say it again. Not only do you learn from us, but we learn from our callers as well. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, folks, and if you got any ideas, call in and share them with us. You know, we'd love to hear from you. For example, I'd like to hear what Tom in Utah has to say about ways of getting water. That guy is, you know, brilliant, and I'd love to hear from him. You know, just whatever his ideas are. So, Tom, if you're listening, give us a call. You know, Lori, I've been reading stuff on this vaccine over the past week, more stuff than normal. You know, I really feel for the people that have gotten this vaccine out of ignorance. And I use the word vaccine loosely because it is not actually a vaccine. It is a mRNA therapy. And regardless of what they say, oh, it won't change your DNA. Yeah, it does. I've got an article up. Hold up. Let me get to it. Here we go. Nobel Prize winner. The headline, this is from Mike Adams' site, Natural News. And the headline, I believe, is inaccurate after reading the article and watching the interview. It says, everyone vaccinated for COVID will die, warns French virologist. Well, that's not really what he said. But what he does say, it's very, very bad, and many people will die from it. Now, this guy won as a Nobel laureate. His name is Luc Montagnier, M-O-N-T-A-G-N-I-E-R, Montagnier, something like that. I don't know the right way to pronounce it. But if you guys go to Natural News, search that headline, everyone vaccinated for COVID will die, warns French virologist, you ought to really take a look at this information. This isn't your run-of-the-mill, you know, doctor that wants to make a name for themselves. This guy's a Nobel laureate, guys. So you ought to take time to read this if you're considering getting that shot. Bottom line is, a lot of people that take it will die. I noticed also in the news, even the CDC is investigating young people, teenagers, young adults that have gotten the shot. They're coming down with heart inflammation, and it's enough of an incidence that the CDC is evaluating and investigating. So, guys, you know, please, please reconsider getting the shot. If you're thinking about doing it. What do you think about all this, Lori?
Well, I'm not getting a shot. And I saw just a few days ago, I forgot where, either on my phone or on the TV, where basically the coronavirus is still kind of like on the east side and the west side, you know, but it's cleared up in the center.
Yeah, and you look at who run the east coast and the west coast. It's all, you know, socialist Democrats, or to put it more bluntly.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have about an hour break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the Survival Show here on RBN. Okay. Did you say we have Tom online?
Yeah, we got Tom in Utah on line three. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Thanks for the invitation. Wow, that's pretty cool.
You're most welcome.
By the way, I guess everybody is really fearful of talking to me because even though some have committed to give me a call to pick my, you know, feeble brain. Very, very few have ever had the courage to do that. But I really appreciate the gentleman talking about the condenser, the old Boy Scout water condenser program. You know, digging
right.
A hole, putting greens in there if your soil is not that moist, and then having a vessel in the middle with and stretching plastic with a rock in the middle above it.
Right.
The best production when you're looking for water production, you do that early in the day, and of course then through the night when the air is cold above that plastic, that's when you get the greatest condensation production.
Right.
By the way, I've often well, before Washington, D.C. readjusted my sight, when my wife would go off to do things with her family in New York or New Jersey, I would be, of course, at home as a bachelor, and I would take off and head up in the mountains with a sleeping bag, swimsuit, sweats, you know, sneakers and that stuff, you know.
Right.
I'd take only a pie plate as my water, how to say, treatment program. So we have a lot more fear about water than we really should have. I mean, man has been drinking out of the stream.
Man has I agree with you, Tom.
And dysentery doesn't come from water. That's another fallacy. It comes from the...
Okay, then correct me. What does it come from, buddy? Because I truly believed it came from contaminated water. What does it come from?
If that water is clear, you know, like you say, you filter it through a T-shirt. And if that water is clear, there's no particulate in that water. It's not a good media to support any bacterial life. I mean, bacteria need a constant supply of food. And if that water's not brackish.
Right.
Now, indeed, if you're getting water from a runoff from a slaughterhouse or from a feedlot or something like that, that's not too bright. But the real problem is that these organisms require a good supply of food, and water is not food. I mean, it is, of course, necessary for life to keep you hydrated.
Right.
But if you can get that water crystal clear, you know, where you can see your toes down through knee-deep water, that water is pretty safe. So what I did when I'd go up in the mountains with, you know, when my wife would be off doing other things with my family, I'd simply go up there and I'd walk the stream, make sure there's no cadavers laying in the stream. Also, I preferred to take water from a stream that had a periodic fish, because if that water is safe enough for a fish to live in, it's safe enough for you to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do is make sure you filter out all the particulate through the T-shirt. Then the other trick is to put that water in a pie plate and leave it out in the sun for half an hour or more.
Right.
And then drink the water, because the sunlight is going to purify the water as well.
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, dogs and humans have been drinking out of the streams and the pools of water since the beginning of time. So the real source of dysentery, quite often, is, you know, when you have a bunch of scouts or family go out, they'll have their hamburger, their cheese, their dairy products in the cooler. They'll run out of ice, and that's when the dysentery has the opportunity to flourish. Blaming it on water is kind of sad, because it makes you paranoid of the water, but then you'll have a big slug of a warm, fermenting milk. That's where that problem comes in. And I know people, they don't like to hear that, but that's the reality. As I was on Sted Miller's program last week, and I just gave the rules of pathology, and it is flesh into flesh, blood into blood. You know, that's the way it is. In other words, these pathogens like dysentery have to be protected from sunlight, oxygen, and cosmic energy to survive. And then they have to be moved into you through that material that protects it and nourishes it.
So, all right, Tom, hang on through the break, okay?
Okay.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are talking to Tom in Utah right now. Tom, go ahead and continue your thoughts, buddy.
Well, I like the advice that you're giving. You need to start utilizing your tools, but also you need to start living as if you are in a food scarcity event. In other words, I really press people to become familiar with the edible weeds in their community, because even when the supply chain breaks down, right, or you don't have access to a garden, it really, really would be wise for you to know what weeds, we call them weeds, right? God doesn't call anything a weed. He says all green herbs, right?
Right.
Good herbs. But to become familiar with the things you can eat from the sidewalk or from the you know, just from the wild areas of your community. I mean, what's really kind of fun where I'm at, the pioneers, when they came into these valleys, they planted wheat. And a lot of that wheat kept regenerating itself, right? And spread through even the medium in the freeway. So I tell people I would never starve as long as I'm able to go to the freeway media and go out there and just, you know, harvest the wheat. Of course, that's season dependent. But on the other hand, you really need to become familiar with what's edible in your area. And of course,
I absolutely agree. Lori's got books for our area with color photographs of the plants that are good to eat around here that grow wild. You know, so.
And you should start. You should start doing that now, so that your body is accustomed to it. So you don't go through what they call a detox. You know, when you go from one program to another, so your body doesn't go through shock while you're dealing with the calamity around you, with the chaos. You don't want to be physically burdened with going through, you know, a digestive readjustment.
So, well, you're right.
So we ought to try living scarcity right now and be ahead of the game, because if you're trying to learn it, you know, like you're saying, if you're trying to learn how to use a tool when you're in that crisis and absolutely need it, that's not a good time to have your training.
Well, I absolutely agree with that, Tom. You know, I made a reference in the first hour about splitting rails. I probably shouldn't use that terminology, because I've got a feeling a lot of our listeners don't even know what that means.
I do.
You know, well, yeah, you do, because you've probably done it, as have I. But, you know, split rails are not only for fences. You can build buildings with them. You know, you have to chink the spaces, but, you know, you still get your basic structure. Makes a heck of a smokehouse or a chicken house, you know, if you do it right. You know, but it's something that is labor intensive, requires a small amount of skill and lots of practice to be able to do it efficiently. But that was just one example off the top of my head. And there's hundreds of other things, too, like being able to repurpose junk. You know, I've made, you know, tremendous tools out of other people's junk. You know, a wheelchair front wheel on a gate that stuck, you know, the two bolts and a piece of metal holding the wheel on, and... You know, now two fingers can open and close that gate instead of having to pick up on it and carry it and all that. I mean, it's just little stuff like that. You have to train yourself, I guess, how to think, you know, instead of getting upset about not being able to go to Walmart, figure out how to fix the problem yourself. And that's something else you can start doing now. And you learn by trial and error.
Yeah, so the time to prepare for a calamity is right now.
Exactly.
Go out, become familiar with the edible weeds and the other things that that you're recommending, Tim. But you can't wait until you're in the crisis to do it, especially when you got children that are starving at your side, needing your nourishment.
Right.
So become familiar. And make it a family practice now to live off of the natural foods around you. And even if you're in the city, cracks in the sidewalk have all kinds of edible foods coming up.
Yes, they do.
You got to become familiar. And I like these little booklets where they have the color photographs, so you don't pick up a weed that's not going to do you any good. You don't want to have poison hemlock for lunch.
No, that is not a good idea. Well, you know, one other thing you can do, Tom, and this is for people that have animals, you can take and check if something will kill you or not, or is bad for you. If you've got geese, ducks, not necessarily chickens, but, you know, watch them. See if they'll eat it. And if they'll eat it, it ain't going to kill you.
Yeah, I tell people, don't be as silly as the Donner Party where they killed their guides. They killed right. and ate the Indian guides, but the Indians knew what to survive on. And instead of killing your guide, follow and observe your guide. So follow the rabbit, follow the deer, whatever the rabbit or the deer will nibble on is safe for you. Right. Now, of course, they're going to eat the more coarse part, but you can go down to the root, the bulb, and that's where you're going to find your real food supply anyway.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, everybody talks about eating dandelions in a salad. Few people realize how much nutrition there is in dandelion root.
Exactly.
You know, it's a tremendous amount of nutrition. It can be stir fried. You can dry it and make teas out of it. You name it. There's 100 uses. Probably more than that. But that's just one thing.
What's really delicious is cattail tubers. And while you're there with the cattails, make sure you get the watercress along with it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you really need to become familiar with the natural foods around you, because you may not have, you know, Walmart available. I mean, Walmart's going to run out of food supply sometime anyway. Sorry, I'm a little bit exhausted, but I'm trying to work on this case. It's really tough when you can't see, and you have to keep on plowing forward with the help of others reading for you. But anyway,
right.
Anybody that has courage, go to gassingamerica.com. And my phone number's at the bottom. You can come pick my brains. Be ready for a rough ride, because I'll give you one.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you don't have to panic about water being infectious if it's clear, and if you make sure that the fish survive in it, and there's no slaughterhouse runoff, you know, 10 feet ahead of where you're pulling the water out.
Oh, absolutely. You're right about that. Well, Tom, we appreciate it, buddy. I was hoping you'd call today because, I mean, you've taught me stuff today that I didn't know. And I pride myself on being fairly well informed on stuff. But I thank you.
By the way, I spend a winter up at Cornell University helping fine-tune the manuscript for a book published by T. Colin Campbell called The China Study. Kind of an odd name for that study, but what we did is we were studying the health conditions of the Chinese or the Orientals in their homeland and then comparing it to their health when they got to America. And they went from trim, vigorous people, hardworking, to obese, sickly, like the Americans when they came to America. So if you have courage, get a copy of the China Study. It's a rather extensive publication. But you won't see my name in there, but you'll see my influence.
Fantastic, Tom. All right, buddy, we appreciate it. But we've got another caller waiting I want to get in.
We've got
the last 15 minutes of the show going. But I sure do appreciate you calling, Tom. Okay, next we go to Art in Georgia on line 5. Good morning again, Art.
Good morning again. I don't normally call twice, but...
That's all right.
Don't you just love Tom? I love him. He is so informative, so knowledgeable. I mean... You just can't go wrong with this guy. You just can't go wrong.
I agree.
But I just want to kind of touch on what he said, some of what he talked about. When we're talking about these wild foods,
Folks, I'm going to give you the names of some wild foods, and if you ain't got a chance to write them down, go back, listen to the archives, you can get them. All right? These are plants that grow virtually anywhere in the United States and in many places around the world where the climates are identical to the United States and Mexico and even parts of Canada. And these plants really don't care about the quality of your soil. The first one you mentioned is dandelion. Then there are two dandelion lookalikes. One is the Carolina false dandelion, and the other one is a cat something or other. I can't remember it right off the top of my head. But they, if it looks like a dandelion, it's you can eat it. With respect to the rabbits, if you can keep rabbits in cages, the easy way to learn, go out, pick greens, bring them in, stick them in the cage, see what the rabbit eats. You don't have to go look for them if you got one. Right. Put it in there with it, see what they eat. My granddaddy told me when I was a little boy growing up, if a rabbit will eat it, you can eat it. Don't try giving them root-based plants because rabbits don't eat root-based plants. This whole digging up carrots and eating your carrots, that's crap. That's mold, stuff like that. Now, here's your list. Dandelion and its lookalikes. Both broadleaf and narrowleaf plantain.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb quarter. Chuck cherries, also known as ground cherries. Do not confuse these with horse berries or horse cherry. Those will kill you.
Right.
Hokeweed. These five plants grow damn near anywhere in damn near any soil. And with these five plants, as long as you have access to them, I got them growing all over my property year-round. I will never go hungry. There is virtually every vitamin, nutrient, and mineral you could ever need to stay alive in these five plants. Now all you need is meat and meat-based protein, and you're good. Combine that with your water, and then learn how to build shelters.
Oh, absolutely. Which is not really that hard.
No.
I'll tell you, though, a roll of paracord makes it easier.
You bet. Always carry a I tell people, always carry at least 50 to 100 feet of paracord in your day carry bag. This is a bag you take with you everywhere you go. I got one. It's my get-home bag. I got one. Carry it everywhere I go.
Yep.
Carry 50 to 100 feet of paracord in there. Always. There's a whole list of things to keep, but that's pretty important because you can build a shelter with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Have
a great one.
I've got a little kit. It's not in the car right now because we just cleaned it out because we're going on vacation. But I've got this little green canvas bag, and in it I've got paracord, one of those wire saws that has a ring on each end of it, about 25 disposable lighters, which are super, super cheap. I'm not talking about Bic. I'm talking about the ones I get free from the convenience store when I buy my cigarettes. Cricket. And, I think it's a couple rolls of toilet paper and a bar of soap and a couple other little things.
A knife.
And,
always carry a knife with you.
Yeah, got knives. Actually, I got two in there. And, of course, we got
iodine tablets, a way to purify water. A couple of life straws wouldn't hurt.
Exactly.
A little tiny pen light, flashlight. You don't need nothing big.
Yeah.
A little bitty old pen light. All you need.
Right, exactly.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah. That does help in so many ways.
A little mini first aid kit with insect repellent and insect bite cream, as well as a little mini snake bite kit. These are all things that should be in your get-home bag because you don't know where you're going to be or what you're going to run into when you're trying to get home. And as far as that little woodcutter you're talking about, the little wood saw with the two rings on the end,
most people, when you just talk about these, they think about that long wire that's kind of serrated. Folks, they make one that actually somebody came up with a genius idea. I've got one, two rings on the end, but it looks like a chainsaw blade.
Oh, wow.
That'll rip through wood quick.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. And just in case, because you really never know how far away you may be, and you may need to get food, learn how to build traps, catch fish.
Absolutely. Hang on through the break, Art. We'll give you a couple more minutes on the other side before we close out the show.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're speaking with Art in Georgia on line 5 right now. Okay, Art, where were we, buddy?
Talking about get home bags that you should have in your get home bag.
Yeah, that's right.
I carry a cup because I never know how far away. I might be 3-4 days away, you know, on foot. I might be a week. I might be 2 weeks away. You never know where you might be. So,
that's true. Throw,
get you a couple what they're called yo-yo traps. It's a fish trap that you hang from a limb of a tree. You put a hook on it. You bait it. You pull out what you need, set your lock, toss it out there, walk away, come back in a few hours. If a fish hits it, it automatically triggers, reels them in for you. Go to find an Army Navy and go get you what's called tripwire. This is what the military uses to set landmines and stuff like that. Tripwire. Learn how to use tripwire to set traps to catch animals. Learn how to catch fish without the use of hook and bait, like a fish cage where they swim in but they can't swim out. Learn how to build one out of just a bunch of sticks. Learn how to move through the woods, because if you ever find yourself, say we end up a grid down or whatever, the road is probably going to be the last place you want to be. So learn how to actually maneuver through the forest. Learn how to navigate. Learn how to read a map, not a GPS.
Right.
Carry a map in your get-home bag.
You know, our generation is lucky. You know, we really are. We remember paper map. We know how to use them. We know how to do without all these electronics. You know, we can do without them just fine.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, you take these kids, young adults that are basically 35 years old and younger, they don't, it's not their fault. They just don't know.
They haven't been taught. And folks, the stuff we're talking about here doesn't necessarily mean we're in a grid down or the economy's collapsed or we're in the middle of the Civil War or whatever. It could just be a case that, how many times have we heard stories about people who broke down in the mountains of Idaho and parts of Oregon and froze to death, or people got lost in the woods and they found their bodies 3 months later, and these were people did not know how to survive. You never know. This is called just being prepared to take care of yourself.
Right. You know, Lori and I watched a television show here a few years ago. It was about alligator hunting. And, you know, I was thinking that, you know, where they were at looked tame to where I grew up. You know, and my only thought was throw me in that briar patch.
Yep, there you go.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
But, hey, buddy, I'm hearing music. It's the end of the show.
Yep, so, that's it.
Thank you.
I'd love to talk to you more about this stuff, but man, that'll have to wait for another day.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, folks, that's it for us. Same time, same channel next week. It may or may not be a pre-recording. We're looking, talking with Rick, see if he wants to fly solo next week. If not, it'll be a pre-recording. So hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.